Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Rice reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Averill reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmick for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kahm moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kahm scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. West is chasing the ball. Averill rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hornsby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hornsby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Group settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Puccinelli pinch hits for George Blea Holder. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kahm takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Kahm moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Harlundklift pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Harlundklift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strange moves to third. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Klift moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Strange scores. Klift moves to third. Garms moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill McAfee now pitching. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Brown reaches second base with a double. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the mound. McAfee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange misplays the ball. That's an error on Strange. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore misplays the ball. That's an error on Moore. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Bill McAfee. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.